Oh, my goodness. Freddie Kiger has walked into the room.
Yes, sir. Like a bad penny.
Yep. He just won't go away.
I know. Yeah, I know. Hey, we wish Roy Williams and the Heels good luck up in Michigan State territory.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this could be a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Who thought UNC was going to knock off Louisville?
Nobody.
I mean, offense to Roy and the guys. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was getting ready for Vermont-Duke, speaking of incredible games.
I mean, Louisville defending national champions, number three in the country at the time?
Yeah, I opened,
nobody
would have thought that. I looked at the score, I'm like, wow!
Yeah, yeah. How can you lose to Belmont and then a few days later turn around
and
beat Louisville?
Well, now keep in mind, Belmont's still a pretty doggone good team.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I mean,
team.
Belmont lost only 71-70 a few years ago over at Duke.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're not bad.
Not bad at all. But
and when you shoot 22 of 48 from the free throw line, you deserve to lose.
Exactly. No matter who you're playing.
Yay, Willikers.
Yeah, well, you know, let's hope for good things.
And our women are hosting Nebraska.
Yeah.
So this is all a part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
All right. Well, let's...
So go ACC, go Heels, men and women.
Let's husk the Cornhuskers.
Yes.
Does that make
Pop
any sense?
Pop the Cornhuskers. Pop the corn.
Exactly.
Pull
the Cornhuskers. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, we better move right along.
I think that's a good idea.
Today we're doing a category just to give all those folks who always went, God, they always do rock and roll, they always do history, mm-hmm. they always do kind of crazy. For all you guys out there who love mathematics, all you math majors out there, here's one for you.
You mind if I take a nap while you do this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'll
Geometry.
Okay.
Geometry is our category.
Geometry, he said.
I said. Geometry.
To no one there. Not even a chair.
Yeah. What word...
See, we can even turn a math question into rock and roll trivia.
I know. What word from the Greek for uneven refers to a triangle whose sides all have different lengths? What word from the Greek for uneven refers to a triangle whose sides all have different lengths?
I think I can guess.
Well, guess.
I don't want to. I don't want to mess it up if it turns out to be right.
Now, we hope that we have just put a little flutter and putter into you math folks out there.
Okay.
About triangles.
Good.
Okay.
Today's your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's half off. $30 of merchandise and repairs available until midnight for $15. The Vacuum Cleaner Hospital has served the community for 28 years and wants to help you get your home ready for the holidays or clean up after everyone is gone. Their full-service store and staff will aid you in finding exactly what you need or fix any vacuum, despite the brand. It's half off from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital, and today's the last day you can get this great deal. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, were you talking about... I got two guesses.
All right, what'd you guess?
My first one that popped into my mind was an isosceles triangle.
No, but that is one part of a possible triangle.
How about hypotenuse?
That's kind of the base. That's okay. You did pretty good. You pull those out of your geometry.
Yeah, I pulled that out of my brain
trunk.
From somewhere.
That's good.
From a long, long time ago.
The word. The Greek word.
Long ago and far away.
Refers to a triangle whose sides all have different lengths.
Huh?
Scalene.
Scaling?
Scaling. S-C-A-L-E-N-E. And classifying triangles according to the relative length of their sides.
Wow.
There can be an equilateral, all even.
Mm-hmm.
Isosceles,
mm-hmm.
two.
Right.
And scalene, all uneven.
How about hypotenuse? Where does that fit in?
I guess it's just a portion. It's a part of the triangle.
Well, it sounded Greek to me, so.
Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill are all parts of a triangle. And in fact, a research triangle would constitute a scalene triangle.
I guess it would.
How about that?
Yeah.
We just applied.
You're amazing. How did you do that? The amazing...
triangular scaling.
The amazing Kreskin here.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm trying to think of a magician. What's that guy's name? David Blaine.
Yeah, there's a few.
David Copperfield.
David, yes.
Yeah.
Houdini.
Josh Lozoff.
That's very good.
There you go. You're Josh Lozoff, incarnated, reincarnated. Actually, you're older than him, so that didn't make any sense. But whatever.
I think our entire conversation today was scaling.
I think so.
See you tomorrow, man.
I'm going to put myself in a hypotenuse and get out of here.
See everybody.